More than 200 people attended a protest in Lismore against the opening of a direct provision centre for up to 117 asylum seekers in a hotel premises. The protest took place in the County Waterford town ahead of the scheduled arrival in the coming days of 69 people who are seeking international protection in Ireland, with more expected in the coming months. A group of families and single females are due to be accommodated in the Lismore House Hotel, which was the main tourist accommodation provider in Lismore until it closed in 2016. Speaking to Damien Tiernan on WLR, Lismore resident Brian Buckley said there's discontent in the town with how the situation has been handled.
Someone needs to come down and address the people, a public meeting, and they need to come out and all I want to know, from these people is, what are the economical and social benefits of having a direct provision centre in the middle of Lismore? Because from where I'm standing, Damien, and there's enough reports out there, there are enough organisations, human rights organisations, who have come out and said direct provision centres don't work.
And that's Brian Buckley. Conor Kane, our South East correspondent, spoke to some other local residents, starting with Breda Ducey, who outlined why she was attending the protest yesterday.
I am here in order to try and keep our town the town that we have moved to try and keep it as a heritage town and to bring all the tourists in and just to keep it going, keep it thrive. I think the main issue is the direct provisional centre, not the people, it's the centre itself. It's in the heart of the town. It takes away from all businesses, the economic growth, and just, it's, as I said, it's right in the centre of the town. I think the government can give a bit more information and just a bit more clarity. There's no answers, the people don't know anything, so everyone's just assuming.
It's nothing to do with asylum seekers. It's, we need the hotel for our own town. We need it for accommodation. We have absolutely nothing. We have festivals. There's nowhere. I have a party coming up now on the 11th of March, looking for accommodation for 15 couples. Can't get them, so they can't come. And that's the biggest objection. It's nothing to do. We're very welcome in here. We always do. I work in the classroom bar in the town, and everybody is so friendly. Clientele is fantastic. I never had a problem with friends since I came here, and I was a blow-in, and people are so nice. They should change their mind and move it into a bigger town or bigger city, or get derelict houses that are in the town, do them up and put the families in there, and we'd have no objection to that.
Some local residents there in Lismore talking to our correspondent, Conor Kane. For more on the story, I'm joined now by John Pratt, who's a Labour Party councillor in the Lismore, Dungarvan area. And John Pratt, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Were you aware of plans to accommodate asylum seekers in this hotel, which has been closed since 2016?
No, Mary, I suppose the first information that we would have gotten was on last Tuesday week, would have been now, right, we got a call from Superintendent Mike Lacey, who wanted to organise a meeting with the three local councillors. I suppose what came from that was I contacted the other two. That meeting was arranged for the Thursday, and he wouldn't tell me at the time what that meeting was in relation to. So on the Wednesday, we got a phone call from a guy from Aramark, who will be running the centre, a guy called Kevin McGinley, who informed us of the direct provision centre coming to the hotel in Lismore. So it was obvious that that's what the superintendent wanted us for the following day.
So that was the first communication you had.
We knew nothing up to that.
Okay, that was the first communication you had.
And none of the local councils would have known at that stage.
All right, what is your own reaction to the decision to put the asylum seekers in the hotel, which, as we said, has been closed now for coming up on 7 years?
Look, to be honest, Mary, I think the reality is, like, it's not about the asylum seekers coming to Lismore, but, like, it is the hotel, it is the centre of the town. Like, it's probably a 10% increase in the population of Lismore in one foul swoop, where GP services and other services are already under pressure. Like, even the locals are finding it hard to get GP appointments as of this stage. So I suppose, I think it's more about the location, and the consultation and transparency has been absolutely appalling. Even to this day, I haven't heard any of, and the locals are saying this isn't just coming from me. The national politicians have said absolutely nothing. There have been a few statements made, but they actually haven't spoken on the record to anybody about this, which I think is very wrong as well. You know, I'm a local guy who tried to inform the people as soon as we knew as local politicians and I and the others told people immediately what was proposed for Lismore.
You didn't attend the protest yesterday yourself?
Now, the main reason I didn't attend the protest yesterday was I understand, and the locals have been very brilliant organisation, and it was a peaceful protest, and but I was just a bit nervous that maybe there would be an attendance of the far right, which I wasn't going to allow myself to be lambasted by. The locals have been phenomenal. There is no racism here. They have genuine concerns about a town that they have lived in. And look, as I said, there are economic reasons as to why the hotel opening would be so beneficial to not alone Lismore, but I'm from a few miles down the road myself in Tallaght. The whole area was hoping that the hotel would open, you know, in the area.
Yeah. And to your knowledge, was there any attendance by members of the far right?
I don't think so. They had been there the previous day, I suppose. But I just presume that they would try and kind of railroad, you know, what was a very peaceful protest. And like, I just would not be associated, nor would the people of Lismore did not want to be associated with that sentiment.
So, John, looking at what can be done here now, you say, and we heard people in the Vox Pop say, this is not about asylum seekers coming to live in Lismore. It was about this particular hotel, which is seen as central to your tourism development, being used in the centre of the town. Can a way be found to accommodate the asylum seekers in Lismore?
See, look, I'll be honest with you, Mary, I'm not sure. I think at this stage there's probably contracts signed. And as you know, they're due to be coming into the town in even possibly today or in the next couple of days. But what I do believe is that, like, we all know that the direct provision isn't working. You know, there has been, we and the opposition and Labour would constantly be looking that would be looked at, and you know that should change because it doesn't work. You know what I mean? And like, we're not getting any answers from the government either as to
and we also
what's
know,
going
don't
to happen
we?
And when that will
we
move
also,
forward.
We also know that there is a crisis of accommodation, and we have seen people coming into the country in the past week having no place to stay, and they have been sleeping rough. And there is that call for all hands on deck.
Yeah, no, I agree too, but I do believe, and even in the case of Lismore, like, there may have been other options, there may have been other locations that might have been more suited to their needs. I think they're welcoming, you know, but it's just the large numbers, the location, it's the centre of the town, and the unknown as well, if I'm honest with you.
And John, if the first group start arriving today, do you expect further protests?
Look, I suppose I don't know, but what I do hope, I don't think the locals are going to in any way be in the face of the people that are coming in there, because they do understand. They have an understanding.
What would you say to local people today then? You are an elected representative. If the first group start arriving at the hotel today and it's ready to receive them, what would you say to local people who are who have questions and who have anxieties?
Look, I suppose I would hope that they would welcome them, but I do, as I said, it's family and children that are coming mainly with, and families. I would hope that everything works out okay. But I do see there are other issues too within the hotel, and if I can get into that, the hotel at the moment is, certain sections of the hotel are already ready for the incoming residents, but it will also be a building site in other sections of it, and I wonder how is that going to be dealt with.
I don't have time to get into that now, but I mean just concentrating on the arrivals today, and you're saying to people, you're hoping people will be welcoming.
I'm hoping they will be welcoming, and look, I do understand there's genuine concerns.
All right, well, for now, Councillor John Pratt from the Lismore Dungarvan area, thank you very much for your time, and we'll hear more on a separate issue, a camp in North Dublin a little later on.